Okay, let's dive in. We're doing a quick focused look today at a really key document, the HomeWise Individual Subsidy from the Western Cape. If you're trying to figure out this housing assistance, well, this should give you a clear overview fast. We're talking about a significant once-off subsidy. Successful applicants can get up to R261,000.
Yeah, that's a big number, over a quarter million rands.
Aimed right at helping people own a home, especially those who need it most.
Exactly. And, people often just see the amount, the R261,000. But honestly, the real story is how strict the requirements are. Our goal here is to really unpack why the rules are what they are. Because if you're navigating this, understanding those limits is, well, it's everything.
Makes sense. And the limits start right away with how you can actually use the money. Looks like three main ways.
That's right. Three specific paths. First, you could buy an existing house.
Okay, standard enough.
Second, buying a house on what they call a plot and plan basis.
So you're buying the land and the building contract together.
Precisely. And the third way is building an incomplete house. But there's a catch. That incomplete house can't have received any government subsidy before.
Got it. No double dipping on subsidies.
Now, what's really striking is just how tight the financial criteria are. We have to start there. The income ceiling to even qualify your total household income, and this is
Yeah.
before any deductions.
Before tax, before anything comes off.
Correct. It has to be R3,500 or less per month, maximum.
Wow. R3,500, that really targets a very specific group.
Absolutely. It's defining who is truly dependent on state help, the lowest income bracket.
Okay, so that R3,500 limit is already a huge filter, but then there's more, right? Individual status, civil status.
Yes, another layer, you need to be 18 or older, obviously, and an SA citizen or someone with permanent residency.
Standard government stuff.
But then your civil status really matters. You generally need to be married or living with a partner.
Okay, so couples primarily. What if you're single?
If you're single or divorced, you need to have proven financial dependence, and they must be living with you permanently.
Ah, so single parents, for example.
Could be, yes. It's about demonstrating a household need.
Right. Now, you mentioned constraints. What about this waiting list I've heard about? That sounds like a big one.
It is. It's probably the biggest hurdle for many. This isn't just a short wait, it's a really long-term thing. If you're applying within the city of Cape Town,
Yeah.
you need to have been registered on their housing demand database, the waiting list, for a minimum of 10 years.
10 years.
10
Wow.
years. Outside Cape Town, it drops, but it's still significant. 5 years minimum.
Still a long time.
And even if you're just applying for a service site, basically a plot with services but no house yet, that's still 3 years minimum on the list.
10 years in Cape Town. That's practically a decade of planning just to be eligible.
It really signals a long-term policy approach, doesn't it?
Definitely. Okay, what about owning property? I assume that's a no-go.
Generally, yes, a hard stop. You, or if you have a partner, your partner must never have owned property before.
Makes sense for a first-time ownership focus.
And you can't have received a government housing subsidy previously either.
Right. Are there any exceptions? Life happens, divorces happen.
There are a few very specific ones, like if a divorce decree explicitly awarded the property entirely to your ex-spouse.
Okay, so the court order is key.
Yes. Or another rare case is if you inherited a really tiny share of a property, like a small fraction through a will.
So not like inheriting a whole house?
No, very limited exceptions.
This brings up timing. If the criteria are so strict and the waiting lists so long, how does the actual allocation work? Is there enough money?
That's a critical point. The budget is limited, it's not an endless pot. So they operate on a first-come, first-served basis each financial year.
When do applications open?
April 1st. They accept applications from then until the funding for that year runs out.
So you need to be ready right on April 1st, basically.
Pretty much. Although there's an important priority system within that. Priority is given to applicants who are elderly or who have special needs, say, people with disabilities.
Ah, okay. So the most vulnerable get first consideration within that first come, first served window.
Exactly. It ensures they are prioritized within that tight budget.
Right. So let's say you meet all these criteria, income, status, waiting list, no prior ownership. How do you actually apply? Where do you go?
You have to go directly to the source, the Western Cape Department of Infrastructure. That's who handles it.
Okay. How do you contact them?
You've got a few options. You can physically go to their office at 27 Whale Street in Cape Town,
Right.
or you can call their help desk. The number starts 021-483. You need to check the specific extensions for the subsidy queries.
We can put those details in the description for listeners. Is there an email?
Yep. It's human.settlements@westerncape.gov.za.
Okay, human.settlements, got it. And office hours?
Standard business hours. They say 7:30 a.m. to 3:00 p.m., Monday to Friday.
Good to know. So, wrapping this up, the big takeaway seems to be that this R261,000 subsidy is really for a very, very specific group. You need low income, the right family structure or dependents, no property history, and you need that long-term proof of being on the housing list.
That sums it up well. It's not just about financial need. It's about demonstrating that need consistently over many years via the official database.
It's a marathon, not a sprint, to qualify.
Absolutely. Which leads to a final thought, perhaps.
Go for it.
Given that it's first come, first served from April 1st, but you might need a 10-year waiting list history in a place like Cape Town. What does that really tell you or tell us about the kind of, well, deep, long-range planning someone needs to actually access these vital resources? Yeah. It really turns getting help into a decade-long strategic effort, doesn't it?
That's a powerful point to end on. A decade-long strategy for essential housing support. Food for thought.